सत्यं ब्रुआत् प्रियं ब्रुआत् योग्यं ब्रुआत्।
हेलो एवरीबॉडी, वेलकम टू अनदर पॉडकास्ट ऑफ साइंस ऑफ सीयर्स एंड आई एम योर होस्ट संप्रीति। टुडे वी विल डिस्कस द साइन ऑफ लिब्रा। लिब्रा इज द सेवेंथ साइन इन द ज़ोडियक। दिस राशि डिनोट्स द लोअर एब्डोमेन ऑफ द काल पुरुष। लिब्रा इज अ मूवेबल और अ डुअल साइन। सिंस इट राइजेज विथ इट्स हेड, इट इज अ शीर्षोदय राशि। It is an airy male and an odd sign. The nakshatras included in this rashi are the third and fourth padas of Chitra, all four padas of Shvati nakshatra, and the first three padas of Vishakha. This rashi is owned by Venus. Libra is the mool trikona rashi of Venus. Saturn gets exalted in Libra and Sun gets debilitated in this sign. This sign indicates places of business and market, and place of import and export are also indicated by this Rashi. It is strong during daytime. This sign signifies a place where there is no water at all, as well as a place where heavy winds are blowing. Now, if we divide the degrees of Libra, then first 20 degrees are the mool trikona of Venus and the remaining 10 degrees are considered as its own house. Now let's discuss about the natives born under this sign as the ascendant or moon sign. Those born in this Rashi will have high imagination powers. These people are knowledgeable, truthful and straightforward depending on other combinations in the birth chart. These people tend to approach everything with an open mind and an equal eye. These people are benevolent and strongly attached to their principles. They are capable of estimating the strength of their enemy easily. They want to complete the task immediately which comes to their mind. These people are peace lover, pious and religious most of the times. They behave like a balancing scale by following the principles of truth and straightforwardness. They will not display their joys and sorrows easily and will move with an open mind and without any hide and seek. These people tend to point out the errors in others. These people are quite friendly outside, in public and with their friends. But when they are in their house, they will be quite silent. Mostly the Libra ascendant people will be the eldest in the family. Even if they are not, then also parents will be asking for suggestions from native of this Rashi only. These people can have delays in childbirth. Now, if we analyze the Libra native in terms of nakshatras they are born in, then we will see that if the person is born in Chitra nakshatra 3rd and 4th pada, then this native will be famous, adventurous and a learned person. He or she can be a poet and interested in travel and also an angry person. After Chitra, if the native is born with Swati Nakshatra, he or she will be a follower of rituals, a learned man, wealthy person and will have a good disposition and will be skilled. These people are good speakers and courageous and will have adamant nature. After Chitra and Swati, here comes the Vishakha Nakshatra in the sign of Libra. The first three padas of Vishakha falls here. Natives born with this nakshatra are very rich and tend to have sharp instincts and are intelligent. These people are very active, truthful and straightforward. These people follow rituals, they are interested in arts and they have the ability to fight and show hasty nature. Now let's discuss the planetary ownership results for Libra ascendant. First of all, Venus being the Lagna Lord and the Lord of the 8th house is a benefic for Libra ascendants. Here Lordship of the 8th will not affect due to the ownership of Lagna. If he is with strength, longevity, fame, status and finances will be good. If he is spoiled, problems from disease will be there. If he is with Saturn and is in the 10th house, good Raja Yoga will be the result. After Venus, Mars is the owner of the 2nd and 7th house. Since both the places are Maraka places, Mars becomes a malefic here. If he is placed in the 6th, 8th or in 12th house, family happiness will not be spoiled, but health will be affected. Being the Lord of Finance, he will assist in improving the economy. If he is placed in own house of 7th, longevity of wife will increase. After Mars, in case of Jupiter, majority are of the opinion that since Jupiter owns the 3rd and 6th house, he is a malefic. But since the 3rd house Sagittarius is the Mool Trikona sign of Jupiter, he becomes a benefic. If he is placed in own house of 3rd, he will give beneficial results. It is better if he gets strength. If he is spoiled, debt problems, trouble from siblings, torment from enemies will be there. Since Saturn owns the 4th and 5th house, he becomes a benefic. If he is placed in the own house of 4th, fortune, luck will all be present. If placed in the 5th house, sudden financial gain, long life, excellent living are assured results. If he is placed in the 10th or 11th house, that is also good placement. The owner of the 9th and 12th house, Mercury, is a friend of Lagna Lord Venus. Due to the ownership of the 9th house, he becomes a benefic. Benefits to government will be forthcoming due to a strong Mercury. If he is placed in the 2nd, 4th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th or in 12th houses, these are good placements for Mercury. After Mercury, the Moon becomes a benefic as she owns the 10th house. Also, the Moon gets Kendradhipatya Dosha here. Moon should be with strength, and if she is placed in 10th, 4th, 5th or in 9th house, business and finances will be good. The Sun, the owner of the 11th house, becomes a Badhaka Lord. He is the enemy to Lagna Lord Venus. Hence, Sun is a malefic. If he gets strength, gains will increase. There will be good income, but at the same time, health will be affected. If he is spoiled, profits will also go down, and health will also suffer. If he is placed in a Trikona, Badhakadipatya Dosha will not be there. If he is debilitated in Lagna, government job will be the result. For those born in Libra Lagna, Sun, Mars and Jupiter are malefics. Mercury, Saturn and Venus are the fixed benefics. When Mercury and Moon conjoins, there will be Raj Yoga. The 2nd and 7th lords are the Maraka planets. But here Mars will not kill, because both the Maraka places are owned by a single planet. Therefore, that planet will not kill. But Jupiter and the Sun are strong Marakas and can kill. But there are some other dictums from different classics. According to Jataka Alankara, only Mars will kill. According to Bhavarth Ratnakar, if Venus is placed in Lagna, he will kill. Some other text stated that if Jupiter and the Sun are placed in the 6th, 8th or in the 12th house from Lagna, or in the 3rd, 6th, 8th or in the 12th house from Moon, or in the 2nd or 7th house, they are capable of bringing death in their Dasha and Antardasha. In some other texts, it is stated that Ketu, who behaves like Mars, is also capable of killing. Now here comes some combinations for yoga. If Mercury and Moon conjoin, there will be a yoga. If the conjunction takes place in Gemini, it is a famous Raj Yoga. If any two out of Sun, Moon, Mars, Saturn and Mercury conjoin, it will be a yoga. If Sun, Mercury, Venus join in Libra, it is also a good yoga. Yoga will result if Jupiter is in Taurus, Saturn is in Gemini and Mars is in Leo. If Saturn gets exalted and Moon is placed in own house, it will be a yoga. If Rahu is placed in the 3rd, 6th or in the 11th house, there will also be a good yoga. If Mars gets exalted in the 4th house or conjoins with Saturn, it will be a yoga. There will be a yoga when Venus is in the Lagna, Moon in the 6th and Jupiter is exalted in Cancer. If Saturn and Venus are in the 10th house, this is also a yoga giving combination. When Sun, Saturn, Mercury are with Mars or Moon, there will also be a good yoga. When Venus, Saturn, Mercury are in Lagna and Mars and Moon are in the 7th house, Raj Yoga will result in Mercury Dasha. According to Vavarth Ratnakar, when Moon is in Lagna and Jupiter is either in the 6th house or in the 8th house, Saturn Dasha will be beneficial. Saturn exaltation, Moon own house and Mercury and Venus in the 5th house will be a yoga combination. When benefics are placed in the 2nd, 3rd or in the 4th house, there will also be a good yoga. If Moon and Mercury are conjoined and placed in Lagna or the 4th house, there will be a yoga. When planets are placed in the 4 Kendras, beginning from Lagna, there will be a good yoga. When Saturn and Mercury are jointly placed in Lagna or the 4th or 10th house, this is also a yoga giving combination. Yoga will result if Mars is in the 7th in own house and Mercury and Venus are conjoined in the 9th house. If Mars, Venus and Mercury are placed in Lagna, there will also be a yoga. If there is an exchange between 2nd and 9th lords, there will also be a good yoga. When Saturn and Venus are in Lagna and Mars is in exaltation in Capricorn, there will be a good yoga. After that, if Sun, Mars and Mercury are conjoined and placed in the 7th or in 9th house or in the 11th house, there will also be a yoga. Sun, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, when in exalted position, there will be Raja Yoga and the native will be a man of crores. So this was the analysis for the sign of Libra.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can reach us through the email ID, that is signsofseers@gmail.com, and also can use the link for asking questions given in the description box. We will be back with new episodes shortly. So, see you later. Till then. Satyam Bruhat, Priyam Bruhat, Yogyam Bruhat.